Melbourne's historic Captain Cook's Cottage has been earmarked for closure in a secret plan unearthed by the state opposition. The Melbourne City Council decided the Fitzroy Gardens landmark did not align with Indigenous reconciliation, but it's now done an abrupt about-face.
Sailing close to the wind again. For tourists, it was almost the end of exploration of Captain Cook's Cottage.
Council had a plan to close Cook's Cottage to the public, and they had, you know, news releases written, Q&As written, the works.
The council's gripe that Australia's oldest building didn't align with Aboriginal reconciliation, stating it does not recognise the remains of much older houses in Victoria, being the stone houses of the Gunditjmara ancestors. A drop in tourism revenue also a factor, the mere suggestion today of closure angering tourists.
We have a very short history in Australia, and I just think we need to embrace, you know, our recent history.
It's just one aspect of our history that should always be taught, along with all the other parts.
Anti-colonisation activists have targeted the cottage for years, at one point even lopping Captain Cook off at the ankles.
David Davis obtained this information after fighting for it through VCAT when the council tried to keep it concealed. The Lord Mayor can't be questioned on it today either, instead only releasing a written statement.
All of Melbourne's history has shaped the city we know today, and Cook's Cottage remains a valued part of that story and will stay open.
This secretive approach is completely unacceptable.
The state opposition says the VCAT fight to keep the documents hidden would have cost ratepayers tens of thousands of dollars. Laura Turner, 7 News.